आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू इनॉग्रेट उत्तर प्रदेश इंटरनेशनल ट्रेड शो 2025 एट ग्रेटर नोएडा दिस मॉर्निंग। प्राइम मिनिस्टर मोदी टू ले फाउंडेशन स्टोन एंड इनॉग्रेट मल्टीपल डेवलपमेंट प्रोजेक्ट्स worth over 1,22,100 crore rupees at Banswara in Rajasthan. Union Cabinet approves centrally sponsored scheme to add 5,023 MBBS seats and 5,000 PG seats in government medical colleges at a cost of 15,034 crore rupees. CBSE announces tentative date sheets for class 10 and 12 board examinations to be held from 17th of February next year. Home Ministry says government stands committed to aspirations of people in Ladakh by providing adequate constitutional safeguards. And in cricket, India qualifies for final of Asia Cup 2025. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Uttar Pradesh and Rajasthan today. He will inaugurate the Uttar Pradesh International Trade Show 2025 at Greater Noida and also address a gathering on the occasion. It will highlight the state's diverse craft traditions, modern industries, robust MSMEs and emerging entrepreneurs on a single platform. Key sectors that will be represented include handicrafts, textiles, leather, agriculture, food processing, IT, electronics and Ayush, among others. It will also feature Uttar Pradesh's rich art, culture and cuisine under one roof. The trade show will be held till the 29th of this month. Later, the Prime Minister will visit Rajasthan and lay the foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects worth 1,22,100 crore rupees. He will also address a public function at Banswara this afternoon. Mr. Modi will also interact with PM Kusum beneficiaries. In line with his commitment to transform India's power sector to ensure affordable, reliable and sustainable power supply for all, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone of Anushakti Vidyut Nigam Limited's Mahi Banswara Rajasthan Atomic Power Project worth around 42,000 crore rupees. The Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of green energy projects worth around 19,210 crores in Rajasthan. Our correspondent reports.
The Mahi Banswara Rajasthan Atomic Power Project will be the second nuclear power project in the state, providing a significant boost to electricity generation in Rajasthan. It also makes a strong step towards ensuring affordable, reliable and sustainable power supply across the country. Today, Mr. Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for several green energy projects, which will subsequently enhance the nation's clean energy capacity. Various water resource projects will ensure a reliable water supply for thousands of villages and several towns, while also providing adequate water for irrigation to farmers. In addition, infrastructure and highway development projects will promote smoother and safer transportation. Furthermore, the launch of three new rail services in the state will further improve connectivity between Rajasthan and other northern states. Jitendra Dwivedi, Akashvani News, Banswara.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the World Food India 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this evening. We have a report.
The mega global food event will witness participation from more than 21 countries, 21 states and union territories and 10 central ministries, making it the largest congregation of stakeholders in Indian food processing sector. The credit link support of over 770 crore rupees will be provided to around 26,000 beneficiaries for micro projects in food processing sector under the Pradhan Mantri formalization of micro food processing enterprises scheme. Several sessions, including CEO roundtables, technical sessions, exhibitions and multiple business interactions will be held during the event. 14 pavilions, each dedicated to specific themes, have been set up, which is expected to attract around 1 lakh visitors. With Rahisuddin Rihan, Soumya Sharan, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Union Cabinet chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi has approved the third phase of the centrally sponsored scheme to add 5,023 MBBS seats and 5,000 PG seats in existing government medical colleges and institutes at a cost of 15,034 crore rupees over the next 3 years. This initiative will significantly augment undergraduate medical capacity, increase the availability of specialist doctors by creating additional postgraduate seats and enable the introduction of new specialties across government medical institutions. This will strengthen the overall availability of doctors in the country. The next generation GST reforms represent a significant step towards simplifying India's indirect tax system. Now people can avail the benefit of GST reforms, which already came into effect from the 22nd of this month. Under the new structure, the GST Council has simplified the earlier four-tier structure of 5, 12, 18 and 28% into a two-tier structure of 5% and 18%. Our correspondent reports that by reducing the tax rate on a wide range of goods and services, the reforms are bringing substantial relief to citizens.
Under the next generation GST reforms, the government has reduced GST on services provided by common effluent treatment plant from 12% to 5%. Reducing taxes on treatment plants will motivate industries to use centralized waste treatment methods, resulting in a pollution-free environment and supporting sustainable development in industrial areas. The reduced GST rates will create green jobs in areas like waste segregation, plant operations and maintenance. Meanwhile, the GST reduction on biodegradable bags from 18% to 5% will make them more affordable, which will encourage consumers and retailers to move away from single-use plastics, thereby reducing plastic pollution. By lowering the GST rates, it will help in promoting investment in research and development, expansion of biopolymers, starch-based and compostable materials. In order to support farmers and make solar pumps more affordable, the GST Council has slashed down the tax rate on solar and wind devices from 12% to 5%. Devices including solar cookers, solar power generator, windmills and wind-operated electricity generator will now attract 5% tax. Shivang, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has announced the tentative date sheets for the Class 10th and 12th board examinations to be held next year. CBSE said that the examinations are scheduled to be conducted from 17th of February of next year. The CBSE in a statement said that these dates are tentative and that final date sheets will be issued upon submission of the final list of candidates by the schools. The Minister of Home Affairs said that the central government has been actively engaged with the apex body, the Leh and Kargil Democratic Alliance, on the demand of Sonam Wangchuk related to 6th schedule and statehood for Ladakh. It said that a series of meetings were held with them through the formal channel of the high-powered committee, as well as a subcommittee and multiple informal meetings with leaders. The ministry added that the government stands committed to the aspirations of the people of Ladakh by providing adequate constitutional safeguards. The ministry also requested the people not to circulate the old and provocative videos in the media and on social media. Meanwhile, following the imposition of restrictions after the violent clashes in Leh yesterday, the situation is under control. No untoward incident occurred during the night. Deputy Commissioner of Leh, Domal Singh Dong, along with SSP Leh, briefed the media about the situation late night. They appealed to all to maintain peace and follow the restriction order under BNSS 2023. Guided by the mantra of Seva and Sushasan, that is public service and good governance, the government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been working tirelessly to bring transformation and progress. Today, in the special series Seva Parv, we bring to you how the Modi government is strengthening India's defence innovation ecosystem through the Innovations for Defence Excellence.
The Narendra Modi government has given special focus on innovation in the defense sector during the last 11 years. The Innovations for Defense Excellence, IDEX, initiative was launched in April 2018, which is aimed at creating an ecosystem which fosters innovation. It encourages technology development in defense by engaging research and development institutes, academia, industries, startups, and even individual innovators. Inaugurating DEF Expo and launching IDEX in Mahabalipuram, Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlighted the importance of the government's support for technology, innovation, research and development.
Government support for technology, innovation, research and development is essential for defense sector. A technology perspective and capability roadmap has been released to help the industry in planning and initiating technology development partnership and production arrangements.
By engaging MSMEs, startups, individual innovators, R&D institutes and academia, IDEX has provided grants of up to 1.5 crore rupees to support the development of cutting-edge technologies. Strengthening its impact, the armed forces have procured 43 items worth over 2,400 crore rupees from IDEX-supported startups and MSMEs, reflecting growing trust in indigenous innovation for defense preparedness. This engagement has helped in identifying and nurturing innovative solutions tailored to the needs of the Indian Armed Forces. IDEX has already begun to yield positive results, contributing to the advancement of defense systems. Almost 550 problem statements have been opened, involving 619 startups and MSMEs, with 430 IDEX contracts signed. Changes brought about in the last few years have created an innovative culture in India. Today, there is a concrete ecosystem and India is rapidly moving towards achieving self-reliance in the defense sector.
Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan honored Pandit Deen Dayal Upadhyay on his birth anniversary today. In a social media post, he said that Pandit Deen Dayal Upadhyay led a life of profound thought and utter simplicity. Remembering Pandit Deen Dayal Upadhyay, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that he was the great son of Mother India and the pioneer of integral humanism. In a social media post extending his homage, Mr. Modi said that his nationalist ideals and principle of Antyodaya, which guided the nation towards prosperity, will continue to be invaluable in the development of a prosperous India. Moving on to the world of sports and cricket, India stormed into the final of Asia Cup 2025, beating Bangladesh by 41 runs in the Super Fours at the Dubai International Cricket Stadium. We have more from the sports desk.
India continues to maintain their dominance as they once again reached into the finals of Asia Cup. After being invited to bat first, India scored 168 for 6 in 20 overs, with Abhishek Sharma's 75 of just 37 balls and Hardik Pandya's 38-run innings in the slog overs. In response, Saif Hasan's 69 runs went in vain as Indian bowlers dominated the Bangladesh lineup. Abhishek Sharma was adjudged player of the match for his fiery innings. Today, Bangladesh will lock horns with Pakistan to decide the next finalist after India. Continuing with updates from cricket, the International Cricket Council (ICC) has suspended the membership status of USA Cricket. The decision was taken after USA Cricket's repeated and continued breaches of its obligations as a ICC member under its constitution. These include the failure to implement a functional governance structure and lack of progress toward achieving national governing body status with the United States Olympic and Paralympic Committee. Last we have from futsal, where India recorded their first ever international victory as they overpowered Mongolia 3-0 in the last Group A clash of the AFC Futsal Asian Cup 2026 qualifiers at RDR last evening. Chirag Jha, Sports Desk.
And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Abhishek. India may buy more oil from United States, says Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal, informs the Times of India. The Asian Age, quoting External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar, writes, "Global South must unite for trade security." The Pioneer headlines, Jayashankar outlines India's vision for Global South at UN meet. Eye on China, Ministry of Defense to revive two airstrips in Ladakh, Arunachal, reports the Tribune. Ahead of COP30, Brazil, India to release its climate action plan, states the Indian Express. Festive gift for railway employees, cabinet okays bonus for 78 days, writes the Statesman. And finally, Booker Prize winning author Kiran Desai is a favourite to win the coveted fiction trophy for a second time with The Loneliness of Sonia and Sunny, her first novel in two decades, reports Hindustan Times. And with that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Shagun. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate Uttar Pradesh International Trade Show 2025 at Greater Noida this morning. Prime Minister Modi to lay foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects worth over 1,22,100 crore rupees at Banswara in Rajasthan. Union Cabinet approves centrally sponsored scheme to add 5,023 MBBS seats and 5,000 PG seats in government medical colleges at a cost of 15,034 crore rupees. CBSE announces tentative date sheets for class 10th and 12th board examinations to be held from 17th of February next year. Home Ministry says government stands committed to the aspirations of people in Ladakh by providing adequate constitutional safeguards. And in cricket, India qualifies for the final of the Asia Cup 2025. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.